Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, April 21st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command. Have you heard of TDX? Listen, Orbital Command is putting together the Terra DAP Expo on June 9th and 10th in Austin, Texas. Not Boston. I know, that's what I thought. Austin. Austin, Texas. Come get doxxed IRL and share merriments with all of your favorite fellow lunatics and lunatics. For more information, go to terradapexpo.com or hit the menu item on the site right here on terraspaces.org. And as always, be sure to check out Orbital Command online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Lunatic Clubhouse launch special hosted by SuperTerra. Let's take a listen.
I've just realized I was talking to myself. I was on mute. So apologies. No, good. Hello. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. All good.
Excellent. So we'll give it a couple of minutes for people to gather. And is there anyone else from the team joining?
Oh, yeah, of course. Vic is joining as well.
Excellent. Because yeah, I'll add someone in as co-host ideally, but it's not essential. And then, as soon as everyone's joined, we'll give it another minute or so. We generally get folks come in as they see the space is starting. I can see a few coming in already, which is fantastic. So if we give it, literally just give it 2 minutes and then we'll get kicked off.
All right.
Sure, no problem.
Great to see Space Trip in the audience. Looking forward to Earth Day tomorrow. We're just giving everyone a couple of minutes to gather. We had a slight technical difficulty, hands up. When you're dealing with a global audience and different time zones, occasionally minor mistakes are made. So apologies for that. But we're all good to go and really start to dive into a very exciting project that is in the early stages of launch, so we can talk about everything around the Lunatic Clubhouse. But we'll give it another few moments, and then I'll do a bit of an intro, and then off we go.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, as always, this space is going to be captured by our lovely friends at the Terra Spaces, so people can obviously enjoy that and listen back at a later time. I always do a rough cut version myself, but I think those guys do a fantastic job. So first, a shout out to Terra Spaces. So thank you, everyone, for joining us here. Evening my time, obviously different times for everyone. Late last night, my time, a very exciting experience. For those of you that have joined us before, I had a pleasure of a really enjoyable conversation with the Lunatic Clubhouse team a few weeks ago as we talked about the plans to develop and launch. But literally last night, I was able to go into a virtual clubhouse, engage with other people, sit at a virtual bar, look at sort of virtual poker tables, experience a number of launch highlights, and even play on the go-karts outside. Really, really enjoyable experience. We'll explore more about the background to that. There's so much to go through, so many things happening around this. But what I love the most is this is a community-focused project bringing many different Terra NFT communities together. And for me, I see this as a start of something very special indeed. So with that in mind, really just like to kind of welcome to the platform the Lunatic Clubhouse team, the guys that had the idea, the vision, and the passion to bring a metaverse game, really impressive clubhouse to life.
Yeah, so hi everybody. So thank you for joining us. And I'm sure that you all know right now that we launched yesterday, and we're excited. We're building the platform right now, and we're focusing a lot on building and all that. And I'll just let the team present, and then we'll just move on. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hello everybody. Thank you for being here. As Pertera mentioned, thank you for everyone who joined yesterday the pre-sim learning party. I hope everybody had quite a good time, and seeing so many people there actually keeps me pushing forward to go with this project. And I know there are a lot of things to cover up because we launched so many things, especially the trailer, and there are so many questions on Discord regarding what's happening with the Wastelands of Mars and what's happening with the Defenders and everything. And I think that things will be more clear in the next days. So yes, stay tuned because we're still early, and we'll build the thing that we want to build. Yeah.
I think like any great vision, obviously there's lots of steps involved, and hopefully most of you either listening to the spaces now or listening back later will have seen the excellent launch video, which was done in association with Skeleton Punks and Dystope AI. Love to hear a bit more about that, because it really is a very immersive and impressive experience watching that video sort of fly through.
The video actually is shared with the content that we're creating on the platform. So I would like firstly to thank the Dystope AI team and Skelly Punks team. If they hear this record, they were amazing, and thank you for the things that they provided. Their product is very good, and it was very easy for me to implement it in the game and to work with it. So thank you very much for that. And regarding what you said, yes, the trailer, we made the trailer because we wanted to highlight that the things that we are doing for our product, which we really put passion, a lot of passion in it, and we want to deliver something that our community will think and will have something playable that's it's a full and emerging game. We think that we put a lot of emphasis in how we visualize this project and how the game should feel and how people will interact with the platform. So we wanted to highlight in this trailer actually the things that will be playable. So how the characters will move, how the game would feel, you know, because we think that there are a lot of games that are developing right now, and you know, and seeing the marketplace and it's growing in such a various way, and seeing so many games that are developing, but we really focus on the gaming experience very much and how we can connect that with the Terraverse. So that's why you see there the Defenders, that's why you see there the Terrabots, because the game itself and the lore and the adventure that the Lunatics will do on our platform is very related to what's happening in the Lunaverse, you know? One thing that our project has is that we really believe in this space and the fact that we can build a story on it. And I think that there is no other place that we can do that than Luna. And why I'm saying this is because the communities on Luna are very inclusive and they really believe in the projects, you know? I think that this gives us Lunatics a much better experience on how we feel about the NFT and how we can emerge this in a story, you know, that we can create. And the ultimate goal here is to reach some more people. And we think that by building this clubhouse, we'll actually create an easy portal for us to interact with other blockchains and to spread the word and our mission on Luna.
And I think that video, and I was trying to work out a way to post it as a link. I'll certainly post it as a link afterwards.
Yes,
is really powerful, because you see a whole range of different communities involved there. Absolutely, we've mentioned Dystope AI and Skeleton Punks, but you have sort of cameos from the likes of like Terrabots I spotted in there, and other ones just literally, as we all imagine it, in that kind of joined up kind of metaverse way. And I think there are so many projects within Terra that absolutely are building for the metaverse. And also importantly, one of the things that I personally find really refreshing about Terra, and I think you've touched upon it both here and previously, it's a very friendly, inclusive, welcoming community where we all want to build collaboratively for the future. And I think what you're doing there absolutely epitomizes that vision and that dream around coming together as a broader Terra community and actually enjoying what we're all building together. And I think obviously extremely early phase, but that the launch party was really good fun. It was impromptu. It was a genuinely nice experience, and something that, as someone who literally perhaps 2-3 weeks ago was talking in theoretical terms around what the metaverse may or may not look like, I've seen lots of walkthroughs and examples, but I've had two immersive experiences in the last few days, and I know that they're only the start of it. So I think importantly, the game that you're building is going to be a much bigger experience. But I think perhaps for those that didn't experience the Clubhouse last night, it'd be great if you could maybe just give a little bit more of a flavor of that, and perhaps tell people both on this Spaces now, but also anyone listening, how they can potentially access the Clubhouse going forward, and then the important role that the launch activities will play in that.
Yes, sure. So regarding the event last night, we wanted to create this space ceremony party because we really wanted to emphasize, we wanted to show to our community that we really want to connect with each other, and to create this Clubhouse. And we thought it would be a very cool idea to create this event on a third party app with the Tech Frontier. Thank you guys for that. We really thought it would be amazing because we could connect another way to our community than Discord, So we thought ourselves, okay, let's try to actually envision this Clubhouse and in the platform. And I think that I personally really enjoy it, because seeing so many people entering the space and actually interacting with one another, watching the trailer together, really brought us closer to the community. And I think that this is, and exactly like you said, we're still very early, and seeing that we're creating the milestones now with our community, and people is trying to understand right now what's our vision, because our challenge is pretty hard, It's very hard for people to imagine what we're trying to build here, but it's a hard challenge, but we are ready to take it, I think that we are very, very into the story, as I said. And regarding the party yesterday, after the event, we had a talk with our community, and we talked about lore, and some people already are willing to help us building the lore for the story for Wastelands of Mars. And I think it's a very cool space that actually the community is building together the project. I think that we want to envision it, we want to put it on paper and for people to feel and to see what we are going to build. But I think the community is the one who needs to drive it and to put soul and effort in it, because as you said, Super Terra, we are still early, and I think that the communities all around Terra and other projects are here to help, and the space is so open to create something together, and I think this is amazing.
Absolutely. And I think, again, that whole idea of bringing the community in to help develop the lore is something that certainly appeals to me. And I hope that will appeal to many other people as well, because you're almost like you're putting your own kind of stake in the future development, and you can see ideas that you've helped develop come to life. So I really encourage anyone listening to join the Discord, follow the Twitter, but also importantly, obviously bring on to the Mint. The Mint is now live. Messier Art, who I've had the pleasure of minting with before, I have to say, very smooth process, very straightforward. Perhaps we could touch a little bit on the role that the different, classes of the crew will play in the development of the Clubhouse, and perhaps something around the future there in terms of the Better Pass, and how that's going to allow you to access different activities and really immerse yourself in this whole really nice Lunatic Clubhouse community.
Yeah, sure. So basically, I'll talk about a little about what is it, how it is to actually own Lunatic Clubhouse, the Crew NFT, you know? And what benefits do you actually get of having this NFT? So basically, you'll automatically be part of the Lunatic Clubhouse Council, which is a DAO, and that will make you from the beginning a decision maker. So this will actually make you able to decide the future of the project and help us manage the treasury and the game development. Right now, our focus is actually on delivering the best product that we can. And I really think that what we are actually delivering right now is something different, because we're looking to on-ramp other NFTs to our platform rather than creating our own NFTs to put out there. No, and also regarding to what you said, Superterra, the different jobs and the different, so basically there are six different categories of jobs in and six different departments actually in the NFT collection, and depending on what NFT you've got and what department are you from, you'll receive a percentage from the Clubhouse treasury as a payment. So this actually makes the collection an yield bearing NFT as well.
But this process of actually yield bearing the NFT, as Vico said, the departments are actually duties that will happen in the Clubhouse. So basically, what things we have to do based on the DAO and the people, the community involvement in the project will be monetized, and to see if those challenges are achieved, you know, you are going to receive a percentage of the treasury, because we want to people be active in the project, because as a long-term vision and how we see this mission on creating it is like build the milestones now and then create afterwards, you know. I as you said, I think this is very early, and we know that we're minting right now, but we are very passionate about what we're doing, you know. We put a lot of passion on everything, and we really love what's happening with the community, you know. I think that sometimes when I wake up and drinking my coffee and working for the project, and I see people on Discord that are helping with each other, you know, giving people guidelines for what they have to do, I think this keeps us pushing forward and move with the project, you know. And having a vision, I think this is why we have to take it and to have energy to deliver the best product, because in time, I think that the space is very early, Lunaverse is very early, and I think that we can be here and we want to stay here because we believe in Terra, we believe in Luna, and there is no place I would rather be than staying here with the Lunatics, you know.
And I have to agree. I mean, I guess the clue is in my name. I do love this space. I think as well, I always remind people that we're breaking new ground every day. The NFTs in Terra have only really been in existence. I keep having to adjust the time frame, but I'd say, what, 9 months now, something like that? Even this kind of, yeah, the very early projects that launched on Nowhere Art. And then, of course, the first major launches of Galactic Punks last September, last October, you know, Lunar Bulls and so on. So we are still very early in the space. I really wanted to ask you, though, I had quite an amusing little airdrop before the main mint of some chicken wings. Do you want to sort of tell everyone what that's all about as well?
Yeah, sure. Take this one, Vic, please.
Yeah, okay, sure. So basically, the vision is much greater. So Lunatic Clubhouse will also offer in-game items. So basically, what we're building is an RPG game for now, which will in the future turn into a MMORPG game. And we're dropping, so basically the popcorn and the chicken wings that you got in as an airdrop pre-mint were in-game items, which are NFTs. And if you see and look at their traits, they have experience points, traits, health points, level points, which are actually NFT items. So they are burnable, and they help you gain different traits to your character. So basically, health potions will be burnable, and you'll be able to gain traits. Or the popcorn and chicken, those will give you experience points, health points, and maybe work as emotes. So basically, if you on-ramp different NFTs to our platform, let's take a Luna Bull or a Skellypunk, you'll be able to see them eating that popcorn or chicken wings. And after that, they'll gain the trains and burn the NFTs. So that's how we're actually looking to build our platform. So most of the NFTs will be items. I'm sure that lots of you out here are gamers and know how it is to have an inventory full of items and swords and all that, you know, and that's what we are actually building. But the whole ecosystem and the whole Terraverse is letting us do this because of the technology that's right here with us.
And also, I just want to point out, Super Terra, you had a very cool AMA with Simon, I think last week or so, regarding games and game experience, you know. And I know that you showcased Blizzard and World of Warcraft and everything there, you know, how the tokenomics work and how you can actually build in-game currency. And I must say there is a very fine line, you know, between creating such a game and actually making it very balanced. Because once you are creating a tokenomic behind a game, again, the how to balance it and how people can actually feel that everything is fair is very important. Because as you see in the gaming industry, and if you're looking just specifically in the gaming industry, there are games that are staying for very long and games that are going down because some features are not very related to the gamers and to their community. And I really think that developing further the system and how everything will work, we have to be very, very careful of how we implement each item and everything, so the things are not going to be overpowered, let's say, or it could destroy the whole platform, you know. I think it's a challenge, but yet again, if we ask the Terraverse and the Lunaverse, if the project is driven by the community, I think that the people that are working towards this project are going to know exactly what's better for the project. And I think this is a mindset that we have to start with and to keep pushing it forward, you know, to keep having this mindset, because I think that every big project started like this, but in some other steps they stopped listening to their community. And I'm referring to big games as well, so big cows in the industry. But as I mentioned earlier, we're still early, we are developing, and we'll future develop this project no matter what, because we think that this is a safe space to develop and we have everything that is necessary. We have the people, we have the community, and I think there is nothing that can stop us, you know?
Absolutely. And I think, thank you for referencing the spaces that was done a few days ago. And essentially, the general theme of that, and you've absolutely summed it up very well, is there'll be a lot of games that come and go. The ones that persist are the ones that evolve, adapt, listen to their community, and also importantly, create features that are genuinely value-adding and also evolve over time. And I think something that's important about the launch is I think it's amazing actually how much you've done in such a short time. But I know there's some fantastic elements that you're going to be bringing through as the community develops. And I think part of it as well, which was in that discussion and I always reference, is balancing those expectations. And I think already with your high quality pre-launch outputs, you know, the videos, the walkthroughs, the experience in the clubhouse last night was fantastic. All of these things are above, certainly for my experience, the expectations that a lot of people would have at this stage. But I think equally you're grounding yourselves very well, because what you're saying is it's early, you can listen to the community. And I think ultimately, and that's perhaps something we can explore in a moment as well, is actually how you're looking to further engage the community. Because I would say, unlike many projects, the essence of your focus is community-based, but it's not an NFT project core community-based. It's ultimately the game and it's the immersion, I think, is the kind of longer term plan. But it'd be great to perhaps hear a bit more about how you're building towards that and some of the things that you're looking to launch. I know you've teased out a few things with me in terms of loot boxes and other activities as well.
Yeah, I'll let Vic tell you more about the loot boxes, the real mystery boxes that we are going to airdrop. But coming back from what you said, and I know you mentioned it about the beta access pass. So basically, I'm in charge of the game development and what's happening on Discord. And we're launching the beta access pass in order for people to try the beta for the Wastelands of Mars. The trailer that we showed, actually, the Wastelands of Mars is our first mission because there are a lot of things to cover up regarding our project. You know, I think we've made a white paper that has approximately 30 pages or 28 pages or something like that regarding the platform. And I still think that we didn't cover enough. So this week, I promised to my community that we are going to deliver a paper that's specifically for the platform itself and how we envision the tokenomics about it. Of course, the information can be changed, but regarding the beta access, so just to give some specification about the platform, everything that we build, it's built on Unreal 5. I started on Unreal 4, but we've moved to Unreal 5 because it's just released, and this is the engine that we're working on. The platform itself will be downloadable, so people, it's not going to be a website app, it's going to be a downloadable app. And the features that we're going to make when the app is launching and the Lunatic Championship, to correlate the Lunatic Championship with the Lunatic Vote that we're hosting on Discord, the leaderboard will actually be visible on our website. So now we are working on the features of how you can connect your wallet as your main account and connect your wallet in order to be visible on the leaderboard. So basically, once you complete a mission or a platform, depending on the time and how you set the difficulty to the game, you're gaining lunatic points on that leaderboard. And for the leaderboard, there are going to be some rewards that we are thinking about right now. So we actually work behind them to see how everything is going to evolve with the mint and everything, to see the numbers and to see how we are going to distribute them. But for beta access pass, I really want to launch the game, so the platform is nearly ready. I mean, I can give to people to download it and play around the maps that we showcased, you know, and jump and stuff like this. But we want to connect the wallet with that. And we really work right now. Personally, I'm really working on featuring how the fighting and the whole system of the quest and how you receive the mission is going to work. So once that is ready, I really want to launch the platform for people to interact with it. So the ones who have the beta access pass can actually interact with the platform earlier in the early developing stages. Yeah.
So regarding what you said, Surfer Dude, actually, to make it more clear, the game will be downloadable. So the software will be on your desktop and you'll be able to game from your desktop. But what happens is all the inventory and all the items that you use are going to be on your browser. So basically, the manage of the inventory, you'll be able to sign contracts and burn NFTs on the web, on our web page. If you see, it's on lunaticclub.house right now. And so you'll play the game. And after that, after you complete different missions or beat a boss, or let's say the Skellypunk boss and all that, you'll drop some items, which will also get into your wallet, you know? So basically, that's how we envision it. We're still, for sure, working on the details, and to create actually the game economics will have to be really, really thought about. But that's how we envision it. And regarding the Wastelands of Mars, this is actually the first mission. So Mars is the protocol we're building the mission on. So basically, we're choosing different planets to showcase as protocols. And we're envisioning that most of these planets will be named Mars, and this planet will be the red planet, or Anchor, as you've seen in our last trailer that we launched yesterday. Maybe that will be a green planet. And we're actually looking to gamify the whole experience for lunatics, and you'll be able to interact with different protocols throughout the game. No.
Yeah, and to top what Victor said about that, I think that we're looking at three major key factors here. You know, because still you're building on a blockchain, and you still have to utilize the blockchain technologies. And people need to learn. And I think that if you look at Luna and you believe in Luna over time in the ecosystem, in Cosmos and everything, I think that more people are coming, you know. And if you look at the statistic, people are the major people that are staying online are gamers, you know. And we also see in the crypto industry that the youngsters are coming, you know, and actually the NFT projects are bringing them together and stuff like this. And I think that a gamified experience where people can learn more about protocols and DeFi can actually boost up a lot and can actually bring value. So looking at this, we really want to implement, as Vic said, the DeFi aspect of the thing, so people can learn about Anchor and building this in another way. So building the maps, as he said, as planets and different planets for different protocols. I think this can emerge in the game, you know, and have another flavor to it, because creating a game really needs to have a lot of things that people needs to be hooked on. Because if a game is not somehow addictive, then it's not a good game, because people are not going to interact again with the platform. And I think if you give somebody things to do in a platform, so basically, okay, I can do that, but I still have to do this. And, you know, if I'm taking this decision, maybe it's going to impact that decision. I think this is going to get people hooked, you know, and having different aspects of how you're looking at them really interacts again with the Terra and the whole blockchain, because again, you're building something on the blockchain and we need to bring value to it.
And I guess with all of that, sort of getting people kind of hooked into something and enjoying it, it's about evolving it, keeping it fresh, and again, seeking that community feedback as well. And I think that's something clearly from the theme of the conversations that we've had both here and on previous spaces is you're not going to stand still. I can see that. And I think that's incredibly exciting. I've had a little dip into the Discord. I think we're covering most of the questions quite well, really, in a sort of a free-flowing format. But I think there's one area perhaps we could explore a bit more, because I'm certainly interested. I know I'm sure a number of folks certainly have submitted the questions around them are. Trivia, the aspects of kind of involving different communities in different areas. Can you tell us a bit more about some of the plans for Trivia?
Yeah, so we want to make this whole place a more inclusive space. So we actually discussed with a bunch of coaches from different projects. And right now we're around 15 projects that will take part in the Lunatic Trivia, which is a trivia that will be held in different discords of different projects from Terra, which will be related to questions about those projects. So let's take Spaceboards, which is actually happening in 1.5 hours on their Discord. There will be questions about their utility or regarding the floor price, regarding the supply. So this will actually help people learn more about those projects. And we're looking to create this trivia and hold this trivia on most of the discords that we'll announce in a couple, let's say 1 hour. There will be a timeline with all the discords and what will happen then. And actually the final will be kept on our Discord with questions, with 50 questions about the whole Terraverse NFT communities. And we'll give away to the top 7 one crew member and the winner of the Lunatic Trivia, which we call the Lunatic Trivia Master, will actually get a Luna Bull as a prize. So this is just a way for the Lunatics to learn more about different communities. And we are actually gamifying the whole learning experience.
Excellent. And I have to say that that's an excellent prize. As a massive fan of the Luna Bulls, I can say that's a great one to have. And speaking of prizes, I did tease out in the moments before we launched onto this that there will be a prize awarded by our esteemed panel to a member of this the listening community, if you like, this evening, my time. I can see a lot of familiar names and faces, which is fantastic. We'll look to award that towards the end of the session, but I'll sort of repeat really for those sort of joining us a little bit later. Yeah, the Mint is now live. The fantastic trailer, I massively encourage you to have a look at that. And there's a lot of exciting developments going on. But I think ultimately, as I often say on these events, it's very much a community-focused opportunity. And we are very early in that. So, you know, please look at the Lunatic Clubhouse and give it a go. I think it's going to be great fun. And I think the trivia, it appeals to me anyway, because I'm a bit of a stats geek and so on. I'm sure there'll be lots of things that I'll learn through doing that. What I do love as well is almost the home and away, almost Champions League format of the different trivia rounds, which will encourage people to move between the Discords. And as someone who is maxed out, as I always am, on my 100 Discords, I am seriously thinking of going Nitro, which would then mean I'll probably quickly be maxed out on 200. But I think it's really good because it exposes you to all of those different communities. I guess with that in mind, and this is just a question from myself, do you ultimately envisage that you'll be hosting, you know, trivia-type activities in the virtual club going forwards, a little bit like the event that took place last night?
I mean, the ultimate goal for the clubhouse itself is for people to go in the clubhouse and do whatever they want, you know, because again, it's a community project focused. And I think that ultimately building the clubhouse itself and people actually envision it and feel that they entered the clubhouse and they're in the building itself and, you know, and the community being around them, I think this is the ultimate goal. And I think, yeah, as you said, regarding the trivias and everything, of course, we are going to host a lot of games and stuff like this because in the past, we actually hold a lot of these games and really like that in this kind of situation, we interact a lot with our community. We make friends. I think that one of the great things that happened with this project and the fact that I worked for the last 4 months is that I really made friends with in Discord in this virtual life. And It's amazing for me. It's an amazing experience, as I said. Personally, I'm very hooked in this story, as I said. And yes, of course, we will do everything that is possible to keep our community engaged and to keep everything move forward, you know. We really want to stay here, and we are looking forward to develop this project and to be here with in Terraverse and with all Lunatics. Love.
Fantastic. And I, for one, I'm really looking forward to seeing the next stages of development. I think, as I often say, early stages, lots going on, and who knows how many more exciting projects, opportunities and developments we'll have, you know, when we sort of get to this time next year. And I think that the clubhouse can play a really good pivotal central role of bringing those different communities and groups together. So wish you every success with that, and as someone who's keen to be an active supporter as well. Just conscious, I think having sort of looked through the Discord, I think we've certainly covered most questions. I don't know if you guys have spotted anything that I haven't. I think I've got my three screens open and a phone, so looking like a football agent on transfer deadline day, but just trying to cover all the different angles. But hopefully, if anyone wants to throw out a question, please don't be shy. Do put that in the Discord.
We're actually open for any questions. Like, we're very keen on hearing what you've got and looking forward to answering.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. If anyone wants to press the request button and ask the team, as I say, these guys are developing not only a community concept, but also a game and a very immersive experience. So, you know, there's lots of really groundbreaking areas that these guys are looking at and bringing on. So yeah, fire away. We'll give folks a minute or so, and then, as I say, afterwards we will select from this lovely assembled group a winner and be in touch to say thank you. But For everyone who's joined us, we really do appreciate it. And we do have someone who has stepped forward. Aha, a very familiar name. We've spoken a number of times, both electronically and on Spaces. Journey to 24, great to have you up here. The floor is yours.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a good day.
Hi, dear.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining.
Yeah, sure. I got into the details of the project in the evening. I have kind of a technical question here. So while you are developing on Unreal Engine 5, is there specific boundaries or restrictions that you have in connecting those to the Unreal Engine, connecting the Unreal Engine 5 data and the bandwidth that limitations that you might have when working with a blockchain? Is that the reason why you limited your developments in the blockchain for leaderboards until now?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and thank you very much for the question. You know, just to answer it, every engine, you know, either it's Unity or it's Unreal or whatever, they have their own license. But basically, those licenses can be talked once you launch the game on Unreal. There are some things that you need to cover up, but that doesn't mean that they're not implying the crypto technology in them. Actually, right now in Unreal 5, there is a feature when you launch the game that actually is specifically made for crypto, so there is not going to be information stocked or anything around that. The code is actually deleted once you make the game. So yeah, the technology actually allows people to build different games and different platforms on those engines. As long as you have made it on Unreal, but you want to transfer those packages to Unity or something like that, then that's not allowed. But making it games for crypto and stuff like this, it's completely allowed. It just needs to work on the license once you release the game. But for every game that you're releasing on any platform, those things are required. So it's not a technical difficulty. It's a technical difficulty to implement it, you know, to make the connect wallet and everything. I think this is the hard part.
Yeah. So regarding this, the technical difficulties, that's why we took this approach of actually building the game as an app and as a software, and the signing of the transactions should be on browser. So yeah, the hardest part out there would have been actually signing the contracts and, you know, connecting the wallet to the actual app. But if we're doing it all from the browser, that will make everything easier. And I also think that the experience would be pretty smooth, managing your inventory from the browser and playing the game from your desktop.
Yeah, that looks great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing the information.
Thank you for your question.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah, thank you, Journey to 24. Anyone else like to step forward? Feel free. Don't be shy. We don't bite. We're all very friendly here. Just press the request to speak. I'll also check in the Discord as well. And if not, we'll look to wrap up in the next couple of minutes. And please do pop into the Lunatic Clubhouse Discord and keep an eye on the socials, because there's lots of really exciting things being developed. And I don't know about other people in the space, but it's hard to keep up with individual projects, but I think these guys are moving at such pace, it's phenomenal and very exciting. So it looks like, sorry, go on. Yeah, apologies.
No, if nobody has any questions, I think that we can wrap it up. No problem. I just want to mention that this week, as I mentioned, we're going to release the Wastelands of Mars white paper for people to understand how the platform will work and how we're building the game itself. So we're going to deep dive more into that. And for this week, because we're in the mint, there are a lot of prizes and gifts that we're going to give to our community. So check our Discord and stay tuned for more updates, because they will for sure come. So thank you very much for everybody that joined right now, and for those of you who already joined our project and already crew members. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. And lastly from me, thank you for inviting me to host this. It's always an honor to be asked to step up and support projects, and always gives me great pleasure to do so. So thank you to you guys, and good luck. And I will continue to be a regular member of your Discord, and indeed a regular member of the project overall. It's great to be part of the community. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Spiritera. We'll also be holding various spaces this week, answer lots of questions that you guys have, and actually feel free to join the Lunatic Trivia, which is happening in 1 1/4 and past 1 hour right now, and on Spaceboards Discord. So that will be the first challenge, and yeah, we'll post the rules on our Discord, and yeah, let's go. We're very, very keen to see how this will evolve, and we're very passionate about the project and the whole Terra ecosystem, and I'm sure that it will be great. No, we're focusing on delivering the best product that we can, and we're going to showcase to you all that we work on. So thank you so much for supporting us and for being here.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Lunatic Clubhouse Launch Special, hosted by Superterra, recorded on Thursday, April 21st, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. In the darkest of times, when the phoenix arises out of the ashes like some burned up papyrus, open the sarcophagus and release the virus. Got a lump in your throat like tonsillitis. When the flags go up like everyone is righteous, spending government checks, sniffing up the white dust. The previous generation wants to be just like us. Fuck that shit, I'm trying to be like Mike was. Drop the bias and you might survive this. The mummy coming through to remind your highness. I might just buy up my own fucking island, build a little bunker, then wait for the timer. Countdown to zero, day exploiting every exploit in your internet. Sex toys and emitting vibrations through the ether. Did you just come? Me either. If you look at the bright side, we're lost at the right time, blindly following stars in the night sky. Part of me might ride away with the prize fight, man versus everything else until the time's right. Unleash the Kraken, no wait, that was crack. Fuck, now everybody feeling all amped up, fucking like bunnies to the national anthem. Ugly little shits eating up all our rhythm. Mishandling the captions, who has the answer? Holding our attention for ransom. Fed up with all the red tape and the boring template, like it matters if it's a blue or red state. Charged every month and we can't even cancel. Feeling distressed? Fuck it, kill the damsel. Fuck yeah, spread it like we're on some undead shit and pass the bitch around like a meme from Reddit.
In the beginning, it was suggested that the mortality rate would be 5% and the numbers are so much higher.
We're not ready for the next epidemic.
And so if your oxygen level falls too low and it cannot be kept up with just what we call nasal cannulas or rebreathing oxygen masks, if you can't get enough oxygen from that, then they will intubate the patient.
Terra Spaces.